I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, a buffet of Thanksgiving leftovers, including the story of what happened when a rookie defensive end messed with Bruce Smith's shoes.
Bad things, man. I mean bad things.
But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
We're in week two of the NFL brawl drama. The NFL heard appeals on Wednesday and has reduced the suspension of Steelers Marquise Pouncey from 3 games to 2 and upheld the indefinite suspension of Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, who, as you may remember, removed Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph's helmet and hit him on the head with it. What do you make of all this?
I mean, far be it for me to credit the management of the NFL with anything, but I don't think this was that hard to parcel out blame and punishment. What Garrett did is, you know, even by football standards, something you can't let people do. And I think reducing Pouncey's suspension was a good move. Garrett got what he deserved. There's no question in my mind.
Yeah. It is pretty clear on the video that Rudolph tried to rip off Garrett's helmet first, which isn't cool. The NFL is not expected to suspend Rudolph, but it is expected that he'll be fined. Why do you think it's taking so long for that to happen?
That's a very good question. I don't know. I think Mason Rudolph should lose a game, but that's my own judgment. Why he hasn't been fined yet is anybody's guess.
Colin Kaepernick did not work out at the Atlanta Falcons training facility last Saturday, but he did work out. 7 teams showed up to watch. Cap's agent says 2 teams have shown interest, but that's about as far as the good news goes, right?
Yeah. I mean, this was a setup by the NFL. Everybody knew it was a setup by the NFL, especially Kaepernick. That's why he changed the protocol. Again, I mean, this is something we've been saying for 3 years now. The guy can play quarterback in the National Football League. Everybody knows that.
Antonio Brown apologized for his actions this week, and like all good, and by that I mean bad, apologies, it was posted on Instagram. It was directed at Robert Kraft, who seems to me to be well down on the list of people Antonio Brown owes an apology to. But hey, Tom Brady liked the post.
Yeah,
please tell me AB's not coming back to the Patriots.
You know what? I mean, the reason Mr. Kraft got the apology is Mr. Kraft signs the checks, okay?
Yeah.
Tom Brady's running out of wide receivers, and the Patriots' brain trust has to be tempted at this point.
After more than 2 seasons and 171 NBA games, Ben Simmons has finally scored on a 3-point shot. Really? How does it take so long?
Well, you don't shoot very well. That's fairly simple. I think, you know, this was just a fluke. But now I feel kind of bad because it's not there anymore. Now he's just another guy who doesn't shoot very well. I was sort of hoping he'd go his entire career without hitting a 3-pointer.
I love that immediately after this guy gets his very first 3-pointer, sports writers ask his coach when he'll start making 3s on a regular basis. No pressure, right?
No, absolutely not. And for Ben Simmons, a regular basis is once every 2 seasons or so.
Carmelo Anthony is back. And by that, I mean he's a ball hog who's terrible on defense and scores a lot of points on a lot of shots. But you know, if it works, it works, right?
Absolutely. I mean, a guy can still do the single most fundamental thing in basketball, which is to put the round thing through the other round thing. Okay, and is Portland really going to argue that they don't need a scorer?
Probably not.
No.
Melo's contract with the Blazers will only become guaranteed if he stays with the team until January 7th. So it sounds like you think that's going to happen.
I think it's more possible than it was before. Yeah, I mean, the guy is clearly in shape. And frankly, Portland needs him.
LeBron James has another entry in the record books. On Tuesday night, he became the first player to record a triple-double against every single NBA team. Of course, in the list of LeBron's accomplishments, that's not the one people are going to remember, right?
No. I mean, this is one for the figure Filberts of, you know, the Elias Sports Bureau and everything else. Although it is intriguing. There's a lot of teams, you know. That means he's gotten a lot of triple-doubles.
Well, fans might have expected Russell Westbrook, who's behind only Oscar Robertson on the list of career triple-doubles, to get there first. But of course, you can't get a triple-double against your own team. And until this season, Westbrook had only played for
the
Thunder.
That's right. So there should be an asterisk next to LeBron's record, I guess. Traded too often.
And finally, Charlie, wrestler Dan Gable has won an Olympic gold medal. He coached the University of Iowa to 15 NCAA Division I titles. But is there anything better after a long and distinguished career in sports than being memorialized in a 3,000-pound wheel of cheese?
Not in Iowa. No, I mean, and believe it or not, I've been to the Hy-Vee in Ankeny, Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah, and Dan Gable, of course, is an absolute legend in wrestling. And it's a very, very impressive block of cheese.
Now, with his face in it.
With his face in it, exactly. But you can eat a lot of this cheese and maintain Dan's face. Dan can be on the, there's a lot of cheese there, like under his arm and to the right of his rib cage. So I think he's going to be around for a while.
Plenty available for snacking. Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.